It's Tuesday, March 27th, 2007, and I'm speaking with Carl Charles. Okay. So, where were you born?
I'm born in Austria, Prambach-Hirchen. Upper Austria.
Upper, okay. And you grew up?
In Vienna. When I was 2 years of age, my family moved to Vienna, and that's where I stayed all the time.
Okay, until?
Until Hitler marched in one way and I marched out the other way.
Where?
Czechoslovakia.
Okay, so, and you escaped, or how did you?
I didn't escape. I just crossed the border. I was politically involved, and they knew if they would get me, I wouldn't live too long.
Okay.
It's all in this book. And so when it was obvious that Hitler was already in Salzburg, it wouldn't take him 24 hours to be in Vienna. So my brother on his motorbike took me to the Czech border, where I had illegally to cross because they wouldn't let any Austrians into Czechoslovakia.
Okay, and what about your brother?
Well, they all went back, and one after the other. He has his own story, and I said, no, I'm on border now, just come with me. I can't because my parents are there, they need me. So he had to go back.
So you went into Czechoslovakia?
Yeah.
And then?
From then to Poland, from Poland to Sweden to England.
Okay. And then I wanted, then to England. Now it comes to when you went into the army. So you signed up?
Yeah. When I came to England, this was just before the war broke out.
1939?
30. I came to 38. I came to England, I think.
And when did you sign up in the army?
I've got my army book upstairs. I have to look it up.
Okay.
I think. Well, I can look it up. We can leave that for later.
Okay.
I've got the army book still.
And so you joined the army in England?
Yeah.
And even being you weren't a British citizen?
Yeah.
You were?
No.
So they let you join even though you weren't a British citizen?
Yeah. Austrians, the foreigners, went in one company. It was, what is it? My mind is not clear.
Okay. So foreigners could join a certain...
Could volunteer.
Could. Okay. And be...
After the war was already on.
And be in a separate unit?
Yeah.
Okay. So how old were you when you joined?
About 21, 22, I don't know.
Okay, 21 or 22. So what unit did you join?
If you give me, just carry on, it'll come to me.
Okay, so you joined the British Army, and then you went to do some training?
Yeah, like a new soldier.
Where did you do your
training? Well, they took us to Devon, the most luxurious hotel, which I've never seen before. And I said, gee, if this the army would have joined years ago. So PT on the beach in the morning, and breakfast, and then exercise. So one day the order came, we have to be moving to Lidbrook in Wales.
Okay.
So from then on the army really started.
Uh-huh. So in Wales you were doing your training?
The training and... sure.
Okay, so training, okay. And then what?
Well, then what? It's such a big story here. It's spoiled if I don't tell the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me as much as you can.
Well, first of all, our company was sent by a major to Litbrook with 30 men under sergeant to build a camp.
In Litbrook?
In Litbrook.
Okay. Where is Litbrook again?
In Wales.
Okay. Okay.
And it was a rainy, miserable day when we got off the train and we're marching through the city and the major is looking left and right for that camp and there's no camp. So finally, they went to the police and they found out that the sergeant got drunk and he sent the troops all home and he was having a good time for 30 days. So now we have nowhere to sleep. 7 men of us patrol had to sleep in the morgue with straw. That was our first night after the luxury hotel.
I see.
And I have to cut this story short.
Okay.
After 2 years or 2.5 years in the army, I developed a stomach, not an ulcer, but a nervous stomach. I guess through the things I've been through, it just piled up. And in the meantime, I got married.
Ah.
We had a baby and moved to London and I joined the Home Guard.
Okay, joined the Home Guard. Okay.
And because I spoke a couple of languages, they put me in the intelligence section.
And what languages?
Well, I spoke Czech, a little French, German, and very little English.
So put in intelligence, into the intelligence unit.
Well, they needed somebody for interviewing. We were walking in the street and they looked at the guy that he looked suspicious. He could be a German.
Uh-huh.
So he'd go up to him, "Excuse me, sir, your ID." So if he couldn't speak English, he had to speak some language. So that's where I came in.
Okay. And for how long did you serve in this?
Until it finished, the war finished, the whole way through. The end was really, we were on patrol that night. I had from 12 to 8 in the morning when the Tudubak first started. And I didn't know what's happening. The siren went, I had to report the time. All clear, 5 minutes later, and it went 2-3 times, and I couldn't figure this out. How can you have such a quick raid? In the morning, found out that the dude...